Well, Karen, let's start with you. You all thought this was going to be probably one of the tougher challenges, but you still got a win out of it.
Yeah, we're really pleased. It was a really tough game. We knew that Wasps were going to be a challenge. They drew with Richmond, who are second place in the league at the moment. And so we knew that we had to come away with a win today to carry on with our progress that we've made so far this season.
Take us through it then. You won by 19 points to 3, so presumably there's a try or two in there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we started off in very cold, very wet conditions, and basically the first half showed lots of promise, but a few drop balls, missed passes not quite going to hand meant that we didn't put points on them until quite late in the first half. We scored our first try, which came through Kat Merchant, who's with me. And then we scored another try shortly after half time. We had a scrum, did a pick and go from the scrum, and then Heather Fisher, our number seven, picked from the ruck and broke through the centres and scored a great try into the post. And then the rest of the points came from a third try, a brace for Kat, and yeah, a sort of well-worked move, which ended up with
Crossfield.
a crossfield kick, and they fumbled and Kat picked the ball up and dove over the line. So it was three tries, two conversions for us, 19 points, and they had one penalty. So it was 19-3 final score.
Kat, if I can bring you in, from reading reports, both of the Worcester team and England, you're not averse to going over the try line, shall we say, but two tries against a Wasps must be very pleasing, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. Really enjoyed it. I mean, to be honest, the crossfield one was probably the easiest try I've ever scored. Picked it up and put it about a metre. But no, it was a well-worked try with everybody working towards it.
Now, you've been involved with Worcester for a while. What is it about this squad do you think that makes it tick particularly? Because you're obviously going great guns.
Yeah, I've been with Worcester 14 years, so as long as I've been playing rugby, and we've always had a good team ethos, but just maybe struggled with the numbers. But now we've got a really strong second team squad, which really helps out. So we've got a strong first team squad as well. We can rotate players, and we've just got everybody. There's good positions all over the pitch. Like there's a threat. Like so, a front row player is going to pick and go, and then you've got the back row. Then you've got your backs, and just there's threats all over the pitch.
What's the feeling in the dressing room after the game? Obviously, great to win. You scored three tries. Is there a bit of a disappointment you didn't get the fourth, a bonus point try, or are you very happy with what you've got?
Oh no, we're happy we won because for us, I don't think it was our best performance. So it was really good that we could dog out a win in horrid conditions, and we just wanted the win really.
And Karen, if I can turn back to you, we mentioned when we spoke on Thursday night, really, seasons don't start much better than this, and so it rolls on. I suspect, though, when you start to meet teams the second time around this season, they're going to have far more of an idea of what to expect.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we saw that a little bit today. We've got a very threatening centre, Jo Watmore, who's one of the England Sevens girls, and many of our other backs. And certainly they seem to have worked out that Jo was a strike runner for us and had her pretty much marked out of the game. So I think this season we've been a bit of a surprise to other teams, not only in the backs, which I think on paper everyone would see, but certainly we, as Kat says, we're strong all over the park, and I think we've been a bit of a shock to people. And when they come to meet a second time, they're going to be better prepared. So we are very aware of that and know that. This is still early days. We're still in the first half of the season. We've got to, go back down to Wasps in the second half. We've got Saracens coming to us again. So it is going to be tough. And this is a long, long season, and there's a long way to go. So we're definitely not getting complacent. However, we know that we have the ability now to win this league. But we're going to have to work very hard and put in some very good performances if that's going to come into being a reality.